Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hoffman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Of course, your home for Mystics basketball. Next up, Sunday is the next game. You'll hear it here on the Team 980. And joining us now from the Mystics, the reigning WNBA Rookie of the Month, Kiki Irifin. Kiki, congrats again on the award. And are you getting to enjoy, like, I know you guys got practice, but like a week between games, is this a luxury feeling right now for you?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. But it's honestly, it's been nice having no games for the past few days and just having an opportunity to, one, take care of my body. But then, two, like, I feel like we haven't had team practice in a while. So it's nice for all of us to continue to work on our chemistry and kind of just fine tune some of the details. So I'm enjoying this week.
Yeah, for sure. Is this, I mean, that's a huge adjustment that I don't feel like is talked about a ton between college and the league, is just the kind of rhythm of a college season. You might play once a week, you might play twice a week, but there's a lot of practice time in the league with the travel and the game schedule. There's actually not a ton of practice. So is that something that you were kind of ready for coming into the season, or has that been an adjustment of how do you keep working on your game? How do you develop that chemistry without all of the practice time that you get at the collegiate level?
Yeah, it's definitely been an adjustment. And I think the biggest thing at the pro level is learning on the fly. You know, some days we might have only one day of like prep in between a game, or no prep at all. You might have back to back. So really being able to study things on the fly, be able to learn things just from film. We don't always get an opportunity to walk through things. I think that's been the biggest adjustment. So for me, I've really just been really big on watching film. I meet with my coaches almost every day, watching film on myself and then my opponents. But yeah, I'd say the biggest thing is like you don't have as much time to prepare for one team as you would in college.
Kiki Irifin with us here on the Hoffman Show. I know that one way that you've been trying to get better is the Breakfast Club. Jen Hatfield wrote a great story in The Nine about this the other day, if folks want to learn the full story here. But can you tell our listeners, Kiki, about what the Breakfast Club is and how that has become a part of your routine here in the league?
Yeah, so Breakfast Club is Jade and then Coach Turner, us three every morning. We meet like way before practice and we kind of just work on individual things, but then Jade and I having a big guard connection, just working on some pick and roll actions. But this has been something that has been super helpful for me, and I think Jade as well, and just giving us one, confidence in the things that we're doing on the court, but then two, just making sure that her and I can have great chemistry together. And I think, you know, it's been showing when we're playing as well. But I think Breakfast Club is just an opportunity for us to focus on ourselves outside of the team, and we always have fun every morning. It's something that I look forward to. So shout out to Coach Barb Turner.
Shout out to Barb. Is there times in the game where like you and Jade will hit something, or you get the screen angle just right, or she hits you perfectly with the pocket pass, whatever it is that you're like, oh yeah, that was from Breakfast Club. Like, do you have those moments? Do you talk about them on the bench?
Definitely. I think Jade does a better job of it than me just acknowledging Breakfast Club. She's always saying Breakfast Club or something that like an inside joke that no one would know unless you were at Breakfast Club. But Jade is great. She's such a great personality, has such energy and such a selfless teammate. But definitely like when her and I connect on things in the game or even in practice, we're always like Breakfast Club, Breakfast Club.
I love it. Kiki Irifin, again, the WNBA Rookie of the Month with us here on the Hoffman Show. And I mentioned that again, Kiki, not just to gas you up a little bit, but the video that the team released after you won the award and you were surprised by it. One, because you didn't even know the award existed when you were told there in the team meeting room. But then, well, you know, everyone's giving you the big speech and then you're like, all right, I'll say something. And you said like, hey, you guys, my teammates have helped me find the joy of basketball again. What did you mean by that? Because you're someone that always looks like you're having a great time. You exude joy in so many ways, but this is also, I'm sure, a grind. Like, it's, you're in a long college season, right into the W season. What did you mean by, you know, you guys have helped me find the joy of basketball again?
Yeah, I think one, I'm super grateful that I got drafted to this organization. Since the day that I got here, they've made me feel like family, and I feel very, you know, loved here. Especially since I've never left California, so moving across the country was kind of scary. But I think the biggest thing was my senior season was really tough for me, and I didn't always love basketball when I was playing. And I feel like since I've been here at the Mystics, I've kind of found my footing again. I've gotten back to Kiki in the way that I play basketball, which I think is just playing so freely. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that I have great teammates and coaches and a front office that allows me to be my authentic self.
And obviously, it's been quite successful. That's how you get that rookie of the month, all the double-doubles, all those things. But Kiki, when I was watching, I think it was like the second game of the season, and I'm watching you and Sony, you know, do what you're doing out there in a level that we just don't see from rookies in this league very often. It's a very, very difficult league. I'd say arguably from like a talent concentration standpoint, this might be the toughest league in any sport in the world, because it's such a small league with so much talent. And so rookies have traditionally struggled, and you've been able to come in, as has Sony, and produce at a high level. But not only have you been able to do it, this team has kind of needed it between the injuries to Aaliyah and Kira, and just kind of how the roster is constructed. I remember Jamila telling me before the season, like, we have the youngest roster ever in the history of the league. So at what point did you, you know, kind of not only find that confidence to do what you're doing, but maybe even you and Sony, I don't know if there's a moment where you look at each other or it's acknowledged by Sydney in a meeting where you're like, hey, we need you guys to be aggressive. We need you guys to score. So how did that mentality, that approach, that confidence come to be over this first month and change of the season?
Honestly, I think, you know, coming in as a rookie, it can be very daunting, but Sony and I have a great communication and we just talk to each other. So even before our first game, you know, there's all the nerves and everything, but having someone that I was able to talk to and we're going through the same thing at the same time is honestly very comforting. But I think for us, like, our coaches don't put any pressure on us. Our vets don't put any pressure on us. They're just like, just go out there and play basketball, go out there and hoop. So I feel like that's been something that has allowed us to, you know, play well, is because we're not afraid to make mistakes. Our coaches want us to make mistakes because we see them as learning opportunities. So I think it's truly just the environment that we're in. Like, yes, this is one of the toughest leagues in the world, if not the toughest league. And every single night we're going against the best of the best competition. But our coaches allow us to go out there and be fearless. Like, if you make a mistake, all right, the next time you're going to get it, you'll do it better. So I feel like that's the biggest thing, is that they've given us an environment that we can thrive in, that we can learn in, and we're not afraid to just go out there and play.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Love it. Kiki Arifin with us on the Hoffman Show. Speaking of the vets, we saw that moment after the New York game where Steph Dolson has the entire team in the huddle. Obviously, a great performance on Sunday against Connecticut followed. What did Steph say in that huddle, and what did that moment mean to the team?
My gosh, Steph is great. Steph is such a selfless teammate, and she's been great for me playing in the post position, and she's just always teaching me, even during training camp when we were going against each other. She was still helping me out even though I was guarding her. So she just has such a humility to her that is very much appreciated by the team. But after the New York game, you know, obviously the first time we played New York wasn't our best, but the second time we really gave them a game, and, you know, they had to earn the win. And, you know, we are still learning and still young, but we know that every game we're going to just get better and be able to close out games. But the biggest thing that she told us was, like, don't put your head down. Like, we competed. We gave it our all. They're the best team in the league. They're the reigning champions for a reason. And we were still able to hold our own. So just use it as a learning opportunity. Use tonight. If you want to be sad about it, cool. But the next day, it's like, we have another game, we have a new day, you know, it's not the end of the world. So kind of just giving us confidence that, look, we can compete with the best of the best and we're only going to get better from this.
Learning from people guarding you seems to be a thing that is not just Steph in training camp. I think I saw Stewie had a quote about like, she's telling you a little something during the game. You told, you know, you said in an interview recently, like going against Tina Charles was amazing, even though she's just my opponent when the ball goes up, like talking to her during the game was cool. It sounded like there was some knowledge exchange there. What's that been like to kind of come be, or to become a part of that WNBA sisterhood and have vets even on other teams kind of one say, hey, game recognized game. I see what you're doing. But two, by the way, here's a little tip for you for next time.
Yeah, definitely. Little Kiki is screaming like, wow, I'm competing against Stewie, Asia, Tina, BG, and, you know, I'm able to hold my own, but also they're giving me advice while we're playing, which I think is probably the most remarkable thing that I've noticed since I've been in the league so far is like the vets are willing to, you know, give me some help and give me some advice, even though they're still trying to bust me during the game. But I think that's just a testament to what the WNBA is. It truly is a sisterhood. Even though we're competing every single night, it's kind of like everybody wants to uplift each other, especially the vets with the rookies. I know Sony has some stories as well of, you know, vets giving her advice and tips. But yeah, I think that's just the greatest thing is that even though I'm competing against a Stewie or a Tina, like they're still able to give me some help in terms of how I can get better in the league. So that's something that I've really appreciated since I've been here.
Do you ever just go like, I can't trust this. I'm not going to try it against you. Like there's no way you're, like there's no way you're telling me how to beat you. Come on.
Definitely. I think the first time I ever experienced it was our first game when we played Atlanta. BG was giving me tips and like trying to tell me the rules and stuff. But I didn't really believe her because I was like, it's my first game. I can't mess up. I don't know if she's trying to throw me off. but since then, I've been able to kind of take in information and see what I'm going to listen to and what I'm not going to listen to.
I feel like Taurasi would have been the one who would have done that, who would have been like, told you all the wrong things during the game. And then afterwards been like, okay, so I just told you the opposite. That's really going to help you moving forward. But I was just trying to mess with you. So at least DT finally has hung up the shoes and you don't have to worry about her messing with you. Last things for Kiki Irifin here on the Hoffman Show, Team 980. Of course, you're home for Mystics basketball. Kiki, last time we talked was media day. You had barely been in town. Have you had a chance to explore any more of DC since you've been around and even maybe this week with the time off that we talked about at the beginning?
So I haven't been able to, but I've been able to spend more time with my teammates. So like Sony and Georgia, we live together. So just hanging out with them. We're doing some stuff in the community this week with Ben's Chili Bowl. So I'm excited to just get to learn DC more, get to hang out with the community. But yeah, I think the biggest thing that I've loved since I moved to DC is just the love and support that we get from all fans. And they truly support us win, lose, or draw. Even when I'm not making shots, I hear the fans in the crowd saying, you got the next one, Kiki. So I think that's just something I really appreciate. So I'm excited to just be more immersed in DC.
All right, we'll table a roommates game / come up with a roommates game for the three of you next time we chat. That is definitely going to happen. But I actually did want to close asking about the event at Ben's. It's a very, like, in a way, it's a place where you get hot dogs and hamburgers, but it is an immense historical site in the city. Like, do you know anything about that? And obviously, you're excited to see the fans and that, but have you had a chance to kind of learn about the Ben's place in history in the city?
I have no idea. I've heard that it's a big deal and it's something that I should be very grateful to be a part of, which I am. But I'm just excited to meet people, show off the Mystics a little bit more, but I have absolutely no clue what Ben's Chili Bowl is.
It is. It's a historic site because of who has eaten there over the years. It's the short version. I'm sure you will get a much better briefing. We're only on Wednesday here and the event's not till Friday. So folks can check out Kiki and some of her teammates at Ben's Chili Bowl with an event with the Mystics Friday. It starts at 4:00 if anybody wants to go. And I'm sure Kiki, you'll get the full briefing before, but basically like, this is a place that fed civil rights leaders, et cetera, during the civil rights movement, amongst many other historical figures over the years. So I'm sure you will enjoy learning the history and getting to be there. It's a cool spot, and I'm glad you're getting to do it and experience this so early on in your career in DC. And Kiki, as always, thanks for the time here on the radio. I'm sure I'll see you out at the arena soon, and continued success on this great rookie season so far.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.